Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone! Cassis does it again! It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over!
All right, we're back. Play Tessie, episode 283. It is a Who Says No Friday. Sammy's here, Pat's here, with Gordo here, with you guys. Remember to hit that subscribe button and rate 5 stars. Leave a comment. Tell us how we're doing. Tell us how much you love the Play Tessie fellas. But it is a Who Says No Friday. And last week we did it on Wednesday. Usually we do it on Fridays. Last week we did it on a Wednesday. I forget why, but we did it on Wednesday. Sammy went first. He had the Duran and Pasquantino trade. We got the new graphic debut from Sean Palmer, our graphic designer, who is just absolutely awesome at this. Like, every single one of these graphics that he's made for us has been beautiful. But I honestly feel like there was no better than Sammy's Pasquantino one. Sammy, with you going like shh into the, that was so good.
Yeah, I mean, Sean's like, he's a game changer, man. Those graphics, like, I want to see his process. I want to see him create one. I've never seen the Big Palm graphic design process. So, yeah, he made that great.
You ever seen those videos of the dudes doing, it's like really, really sped up, but it's them doing the jersey swap? You ever seen the video of like that?
Yeah. No.
I think Raphael Engelblayer.
Oh, yes. Sorry. You said jersey swap. I imagine two athletes swapping jerseys. You mean like a Photoshop of someone in a new uniform? Yes. Yeah. I have seen
those. Those are cool. I think Raphael Enjoyer posted one last offseason, and I was like mesmerized by it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like a lot of these artists, it's kind of like when Joe produces the show and we're like, how do you pull the audio in there? Like, how do you make it sound good? And to him, it's like, whatever. Like, it's just what I do. It's probably the same thing with Sean and Raphael Enjoyer. They just make these graphics. To them, it's normal. But to us, people who have no info on how this all works, we're like, whoa, tell us more.
Pat, you excited for your first Who Says No of the offseason?
In a vacuum, yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, I'll explain.
Oh, okay. He doesn't. Oh, wow. Are you coming at us for like a haymaker trade or something?
No, it's not.
Are you trading Roman Anthony?
But I saw No, God, no. I saw like the amount of people who would not trade Duran for Vinny Pasquantino. And that to me just, it kind of tips off the reaction I'm going to get. But it's going to lead to a damn good conversation on here and on Twitter. I know that.
That's what it's all about. One of my all-time favorite comments we've ever gotten on a Playtesty post. Someone wrote on the Duran for Pasquantino in the catching prospect. They wrote, "Not even Scooble." Like, sorry, man. Couldn't even get the greatest pitcher on the planet right now.
I wish I thought of that.
Not you didn't even get Scooble. That like
we nothing, Sammy though, nothing. Nothing can beat the comments that Joe got on his.
So I'm scrolling through my camera roll right now for them because I have them. I know I have them because no one left him untouched. Like it, what he wishes he got touched.
We went through and we had to write down and screenshot our favorite comments to make sure that we got all the best ones because there were so many ruthless ones. That video we had was so good.
Yeah. Oh my god, right. It was so good. But
when they said he should be boiled.
That was probably the best one. Boiled. Good pull, Sammy. Yeah,
good pull. But I can't find them, but they were phenomenal.
Let's right, go. I'm anxious. I want to hear this. Let's go.
I am right now poolside in Miami. Hi, I'm Bo Bichette. This is Who Says No on Play Tessie.
It kills every time. All right. Shit. You guys ready?
All right, Pat, let's get it.
Okay. So last episode, for those who listened, we talked about how there is just a plethora of rotation upgrade options, whether it be any of the guys in free agency, whether it be the obvious Joe Ryan fit, the Freddie Peralta fit. There's plenty of guys whose names have come up. One guy whose name has come up, which seems to be a pretty 50-50 split in terms of people think he actually gets moved. And this is why like I'm going out on a limb here, because if this guy doesn't get moved, there's going to be no comparable package for like my Who Says No. But I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to get reamed on Twitter because I think it's a good fucking trade, okay? So in this trade, the Red Sox receive starting pitcher Hunter Green, and backup catcher Backup catcher Jose Trevino. In return, the Red Sox trade away Willier Abreu, Franklin Arias, and Yustinkson Garcia, the password. So, from the Reds' perspective, why would you ever trade a guy who is controlled for the next, I think, through 2028, 2029? Making basically high-end reliever money. I think the highest his cap hit gets is like 16-something. The answer is pretty simple, to be quite honest with you. They have turned themselves into a Dodgers light in terms of young rotation arms. On paper right now, these are the rotation options for next year without Hunter Green. Nick Lodolo, Andrew Abbott, Chase Burns, Chase Petty, Brady Singer, Rhett Lauder. Those are six legitimate rotation arms, all of which are young, controlled with high upside. So moving off of Hunter Green in order to improve their abysmal offense makes sense for them if the value is there. Point blank. Because this is not a team. Their GM said last week the payroll is going to be roughly the same that it was this year. So you can pretty much rule them out on all the big dogs in free agency taking on any big contracts. So if they're willing to do it at the expense of Hunter Green, this is a package that they might look at. So they move Hunter Green. In return, they get Willier Abreu. Defensively, they are smack dab in the middle or below average in outs above average, defensive runs saved. The outfield in Cincinnati. I don't think I truly realized how horrid it was until I looked at their current roster. Let me read to you the current outfielders on the Cincinnati Reds roster. Will Benson, Tyler Callahan, Blake Dunn, TJ Friedl, Reese Hines, and Gavin Lux.
Ooh.
That is their outfield because Austin Hayes is a free agent. They've kind of used Noelvi Marte in the outfield, but that just feels weird to me. I don't see that as a long-term fit. So they quite literally don't have, aside from TJ, an everyday outfielder worth playing every day. So in return, the Sox, it's a hefty price. I know it is. But co-ace to run alongside Garrett Crochet. You're getting a backup catcher where some people, for some reason, have a super high value on backup catcher because they're pissed about Connor Wong being in a good spot going into the winter, whatever. So you move Willier, who is a perennial Gold Glove candidate. He's a two-time Gold Glove winner. When healthy, can hit about 260 to 280, 20 to 25 home runs. He's a good professional at bat. He still struggles with left-handed pitching, but he's still young, to only two full seasons. After that, you give up number 23 prospect in the league, Franklin Arias. Franklin, Sox media's kind of split on him, but there's no denying he has a hit tool and he's a freak athlete. There's always room for those kinds of guys on major league rosters, whether it be in 26 or 27 for them. And then Password's a guy knocking on the door who just completely mashed against AAA pitching. So I was thinking, I'm like, hey, you know, like maybe, I don't know what Cincy's long-term outlook looks like. Cincinnati has a, I would say, a pretty to very good farm system. Their first outfield prospect is number 9 with their current outfield. So they get a top 100 prospect for the outfield in Password. They get an everyday above average bat and defensive player in Willier Abreu. They get a top 100 shortstop prospect who can play pretty much any of the infield positions. And I think he could hold down a corner outfield position if it came down to it. So that's it. Just a quick recap. The Red Sox get Hunter Green, Jose Trevino. The Reds get Willier Abreu, Franklin Arias, and Password. Who says no?
I'll go first. I don't think it's enough for the Reds. I think the Reds say no. And I think if you look at it from a pure rankings standpoint, you could make the argument for it. But with Hunter Green, this guy, I mean, he's not cheap per se, but he's definitely way below market value in terms of money that he's making for the next 4 years. And he is an elite front of the rotation guy. To me, like, you're going to have to definitely top the Garrett Crochet package from last offseason. And with Franklin Arias, I know he's a top 30 prospect on the lists, but it doesn't feel like that's the consensus amongst MLB front offices based off of the people who have talked to them. So to me, I think you need at least one more blue chipper in there to go with Abreu. So I think any package with the Reds for Hunter Green has to start with Abreu plus Toley, and then you got to go from there. Like, honestly, you may need to do, to me, this trade plus Toley might make it interesting.
So that was the thing that I had some qualms about. But to me, they have so many young rotation options and more on the way that I didn't see a fit with a blue chip pitcher. And then after Arias and Password, they really don't have a blue chip bat. Unless, you know, there's some good hype around like Justin Gonzalez or whatever. But
Before we get Sammy's take, on the last episode of Play Tessie, we talked about the potential fit or lack thereof of Kyle Tucker. This situation actually would be the scenario where you figure out a way and it makes sense to make a move for a guy like Tucker, because if you traded two potential blue chip pieces in Abreu and Duran to get, so it would be like Abreu, Duran, Arias, and more to get Green, then all of a sudden you're in the market to pay Kyle Tucker. Like, that's the scenario where it would make sense to pursue a Tucker. And honest, I don't know. I mean, you basically laid out the Reds outfield and it's basically a graveyard out there. Like,
yeah.
So I appreciate you looking at fit, especially for the Reds. I feel like when people, not just us, but anyone who's coming up with a mock trade, they kind of look at it from the perspective of their own team and not really the other. So good job there. But I'm kind of with Gordo. I think with Hunter Green, first off, it makes, in my opinion, makes no sense for the Reds to trade him. I get they have a surplus of pitching. Yeah, it's stupid, but like, your logic is there, but it would be stupid for them to trade him. Yes, they do have depth, crazy depth in the rotation, but why trade your top guy? That's just regressive to me. But apparently he's on the market, so congrats, Reds. This is a guy who is 26 years old, just turned 26, and he's, I would say, a top 15 starting pitcher in baseball. Yeah. And you have him under team control through 2029, club option for $21 million. That's the most he'd make in a year, and that is, in my opinion, way below his market value, and that's the most in any single season. So I think if any team is going to trade for Hunter Green, it would have to be something completely absurd, like the package you laid out, Pat, plus, like Gordo said, Toley, or plus Meyer, or you go Toley and Meyer alone in that trade. I just think you have to absolutely knock their socks off to make this work. I would love, there's not a single player on the planet that I would like the Red Sox to trade for more than Hunter Green. I just think the price is going to be astronomical. So I think the Reds would ask for more. Oh, you also have to factor in, there's probably going to be a bidding war if he is actually available. So his price is going to get driven up even more. So I like the fit for the Red Sox, and I like that you acknowledge the Reds outfield, but I think Cincinnati would need a decent amount more.
Is there, Sammy, you just said it, there's no player you'd rather have the Red Sox trade for. Is there, I'll ask this to Pat. Pat, is there a player that has been brought up even like as a possible, like even if it's a long shot trade candidate that you'd want to see the Red Sox trade for over Hunter Green, like more than you would like to see them get Green? Because I agree with Sammy. Out of all the people whose names have been mentioned, Tarek Skubal included, I want Hunter Green. That would be my favorite.
Just starting pitchers.
Anyone. Offense anyone. Too.
Oh, dude, Tatis.
I'd rather trade Hunter Green.
You know what, Pat? I'm 50-50. Either way, those are freak show players. And I think that, like, we're talking about realistic people, by the way. Like, we're not Paul Skeens, obviously, number one, but there's no shot he's getting traded. So, anyone listening, like, what about Paul Skeens? He's not going to get traded. And Tatis probably won't either, but inevitably he'll be a Dodger.
Inevitably he'll be a Yankee.
Congrats to the Yankees. Or maybe they'll split them. They have co custody. But anyway. I think the Reds say no. I think that Hunter Green is an amazing, amazing pitcher. And he's still so young, man. Like, he might not even be in his prime yet. And he's just built like a house, 6'5", 245. He looks like a starting pitcher. His 132 Ks in 107 innings this year. The guy's an animal. So,
my other thing, too, is agreed. I did think that this was on the lesser end. It just felt weird including a blue chip a blue chip pitching prospect after highlighting how many blue chippers they have. One thing though is that he's not a beacon of health.
He's not. I mean, he throws 100 miles an hour, like pitch 1 through 100. Like, there's going to be some risk there.
And then the other thing too, which I don't know how I even forgot to mention this, but technically speaking, the Red Sox Fenway jerseys are Hunter Green.
What does that mean?
Oh, that's the color. That's the actual color. Is Hunter Green?
They call it Fenway Green. It is Hunter Green.
Like, are the actual name? That's amazing. Where'd you find that nugget?
This is the. I'm just saying. If you pull up Hunter Green,
if I look up the color of Hunter Green,
look up the color of Hunter Green. All right, let me do this. I'll just share my screen.
Oh my God, you're right. You're right. Hunter Green. It's right. It's right near it. If it's not exact, it's damn close.
That's crazy.
Holy shit, Pat! What a pull. That's an insane pull.
Where was he drafted? I can piss off the masses.
Number one.
Was he number one overall?
Oh yeah. Oh,
okay. Then never mind. I pissed off the masses by saying that.
Oh, second.
Schlittler.
Second.
Was he Royce
first
Lewis?
First round, 2017. He was the second, first Royce round, Lewis? Number two of, was he? Let me see, 2017. I'm so bad with draft stuff. This is my weakness.
I'm usually pretty good. I think it's Royce Lewis.
One time, Pat.
It was Royce Lewis.
Yeah. Pat, remember when we were on radio and you, like, named the round and, like, number?
Dick Fitz, baby.
Richard Fitz.
He had the round and the school that he was drafted out of.
That was one of the most insane baseball trivia things I've ever seen in my life. I can't believe you got that.
Drafts, just in general, I'm really good with drafts. No one, I feel like, is like good with baseball drafts. Baseball drafts, for whatever reason, I'm very, very good at.
So to establish our weird mental quirks, Pat has baseball drafts. Sammy has numbers on the back of their jerseys. And I have trade returns from all the years.
Can't get Hunter Green. He's number 21. That's pseudo-retired for the Red Sox. So, sorry.
Gonna have to change it.
Well, Roger Clemens, I mean, maybe he makes it in. Maybe he'll be, Red Sox. Mm-hmm.
If Roger Clemens gets in the Hall of Fame, they're retiring his number instantly.
Yeah, I think that's why they haven't. That's why they haven't issued 21 yet, because they might actually shelf it, like they did with they gave out 26 for Wade Boggs, and then Brock Holt had to give it back, and they were like, "Oh, this is so awkward for us." So,
but it's weird. Like, I think they gave it out thinking they weren't going to retire Wade Boggs because he went to the Yankees, and then time heals wounds, and they retired it. Whereas,
well, didn't Roger, he choose? Didn't he say he's going to go in the Hall of Fame as a Red Sox? You got to retire his number.
Oh wait, they waited till he got in the Hall. Wait, no.
Yeah, right.
Wade Boggs got elected in the Hall. No,
no. Hold on.
There's no way he took all. There's no way he got into the Hall in the 2010s. I was at Wade Boggs. He wore his Yankee World Series ring to his Red Sox number retirement. That was crazy to me.
No, you're right. 2005. Why the fuck did they wait? So I don't know, dude. You maybe you're right. Time heals all wounds. Why did they decide to do that?
I mean,
Red Sox Hall of Fame. Wait. He was inducted into the Red Sox Hall of Fame in 2004, and then his number was retired in 2005, and then they're like,
his number was not retired in 05.
Sorry. Inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame in 2005, and then they retired his number like long after. So bizarre. What a timeline.
What changed? Because I was in the middle of giving the argument that they probably. They were probably hurt that he went to the Yankees, and so they were giving out his number. But Roger also went to the Yankees, had battles with the Red Sox while on the Yankees, and they never gave out his number.
And he's also in the Tampa Bay Rays Hall of Fame as of 2023.
Yeah, he got his number. Is he like the only number that they have retired, or did they retire another one? They retired Wade Boggs' number.
Yeah, they did. Tampa Bay.
They must have retired Longoria. If not, they will, obviously. But
only
if
two.
Not, what the hell are they waiting for?
And it is Wade Boggs, Jackie Robinson, Don Zimmer.
What?
42, 12, and 66. I'm on their website.
What? When did Don Zimmer manage the Devil Rays? How
was
many
he
years
their first
did he...
manager or something?
He must have been, but still.
He's spent the last 11. Oh, he spent the last 11 years of his life as a senior baseball advisor, and he's from Tampa Bay. He's lived there since the 50s. So I think he's just a big part of their origin story.
He's like the lifetime achievement number retirement, which is essentially like the Johnny Pesky number retirement in Boston. Like Johnny Pesky had to wait till he was, how old was Johnny Pesky when they retired his number? Like,
old.
You know what's honestly like very impressive considering how terrible the Rays were? They became a franchise in 98. They've only ever had five managers.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Wow.
Who, I mean, Joe Madden and Kevin Cash both kind of had long tenures.
So they went Larry Rothschild, 98-01, Hal McRae, 01-02, Lou Piniella, 03-05, and then it was Madden, 06-14, and Kevin Cash, 15 to now.
Why did Lou Piniella take that job? That's crazy. He's such a historic manager. That was the Devil Rays when they sucked.
Question, did he have like a health problem or something? Because I just before we got on to record, I started the A-Rod doc on HBO, and Lou Piniella is in there in the first episode, and he's just gushing about how much talent A-Rod had. And like, I don't know, he had
prostate cancer, and then he had a stroke in 2017. So he's been through it.
So yeah, that's the stroke. Because I was gonna say, damn, like. I love the managers that go nuts on umpires and get ejected outside of Aaron Boone, because that's just aura farming. But like with a guy like Piniella, like that.
I think Boone is one of the best. He's hilarious. I think it's the funniest thing ever.
The intentions aren't pure. He's not mad for he's mad because he thinks he's going to use it strategically. He thinks he'll fire his players up. Right. Oh, he thinks the fans will like it. Like, no, Lou Piniella literally wanted to rip your head off.
Bobby Cox, another good one.
Wanted to Bobby kill Cox. You.
Oh, I like when Tito would get mad, he'd have the big wad of bubble gum. We'll call it bubble gum in his mouth. He'd be like, "What are you talking about? Oh, God, y'all care. You're killing me."
Terry Collins, ass in the jackpot. Oh, is an all-time.
I was at that game. Fun fact. I was at that game. Really?
What's he saying? He's like, "You gotta give us a shot.
Yeah, you gotta give us a shot.
Our ass is in the jackpot."
I don't know how that got released. Those things never get released. How did that get out?
It might have been like one of the mic'd up games, and like they told everyone, "Hey, beforehand, everyone, like, this game's mic'd." Was it national? I don't know. You never know.
There was Syndergaard was the one who threw the pitch behind Utley, and one of the best parts of that video is his like half hearted attempt at trying to tell the umpire that it wasn't on purpose. He's like, "No, he's just trying to throw a fastball."
I'm just one of the best pitchers on the planet. I just completely lost control of my fastball at this one guy that we have a long, long history of beef with. Complete accident. Whoops.
And then he just fell off.
Yes, he's in the jackpot.
It's so good.
How did he go?
He's like 5'10".
Yeah, I know, but he could not be contained.
Everyone on the field is like, it's like when I go on the field at Fenway, everyone's like 6'5". I look like I'm tiny out there. And then you have Terry Collins, same situation.
Come on.
Yeah. And he says some profanities that we can't say on the show. But how do we get on this topic? See, this is great. We have a good trade talk, and this is ball talk.
All right. Let me try to figure out how we got here. So we were on. How did we get to the Rays? Oh, we were on Wade Boggs. How did we get to Wade Boggs?
Because we're saying Hunter Greer would have to change his number from 21 because of Clemens.
Oh, yeah.
And so we went to Clemens, and then that went to Boggs, and then that went to the Devil Rays, which took us to
Lou Piniella.
Don Zimmer? Oh, Lou Piniella.
Oh, well, Don Zimmer, then Lou Piniella. Lou Piniella getting on ump's asses, and then Terry Collins, and then asses and jackpots.
That is awesome. God damn it.
Anyway, yeah, that's great. Well, I'm looking forward to Pat getting attacked by Reds fans for suggesting they trade. I got attacked by Royals fans for saying Vinny P.
Wait, no. I think I'm going to get reamed up by Sox fans for overpaying, which I wholeheartedly disagree with.
Oh, I think they're going to say you're underpaying.
I think they're going to say you're underpaying.
We'll see.
You underestimate.
That's true. I did have like, you know, like the comments I got earlier, like, "You're training Duran, you have to be getting a number two or an ace." I'm like,
Pat, you're not even going to get the Duran stands in here. Like, people love Willier, but like the Duran fan club, if you trade Duran, there's like that subset of the Red Sox community that will kill you. Even though I feel like they're starting to get the idea that like it probably is happening. Like, I feel bad for, because like the truth is, think of, not to get on a whole nother soapbox and a whole nother tangent here, but like Duran is one of the first homegrown players in a long time that Red Sox fans like can look at as like, okay, this is our guy. And it's just like, he's just going to probably get traded. And like, I know we've got more guys coming, like Roman and Marcelo are guys that you can latch on to. So it's not like this team's going to be devoid of stars, and they get obviously have Garrett Crochet, even if he's not homegrown, but it does suck that like the dude who so many fans have fallen in love with the dude who's out in the parking lot signing autographs for hours after every single game, a dude who a lot of the fan base has fallen in love with just like kind of feels like the odd man out. It feels dirty.
And then Roman Anthony hits a home run on opening day and we all move on.
Yep.
That's cold, man.
Sad, cold. Sad truth. All right, man. It's a tough industry.
All right. Shout out to Pat for a great Who Says No, the second of the off season. I'll come with one next week. I had an idea today in my head based off of I'm not even gonna hint it. It
was Matt Olson.
It's not Matt Olson. I got reamed for that one.
You love Matt Olson.
I do love Matt Olson. I've given up hope though. The Braves are never trading him. He will die in that uniform in a way that Freddie Freeman never could.
Wow, that's dark. I mean, I'm talking about Duran, people moving on. You're like, no, Matt Olson, he's doomed.
Dead in the Braves jersey. But so yeah, sad. Good job, Pat. I'm excited to see the response. We'll get the Sean Palmer beautiful graphic. It's going to be great. But yeah, appreciate you guys tuning in to Play Tessie episode 283. Remember, hit that subscribe button. Go find us on the socials at Play Tessie everywhere. You can find the graphic. You can vote. Tell us who says no. Leave a comment on the social posts, on the podcast. Tell us who says no to this trade. Tell us what you think of Pat's trades. Tell us what you think of our trades in general. I bet you hate them all because everyone hates every one of these trades. We're just the ones ballsy enough to put them out there. So we enjoy doing it. And appreciate you guys tuning in to Play Tessie, episode 283. For Sammy, for Pat, for Joe producing, it is Gordo here for Play Tessie. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.